how long ago was this that this woman presented?
About a year and a half.
So can you talk a little bit about the trial that she went into, where it was at that point, and what you've learned about it at this point?
The specific trial she enrolled on was very early in its enrollment stages when she participated. To date, we've had two preoperative immunotherapy studies either presented or published, one of which was the neoadjuvant nivolumab experience, which was published in the New England Journal in the spring, which showed a very small study, which showed no clear toxicity signals, some very interesting correlative work, and what I would call an unanticipated efficacy rate for just two doses of neoadjuvant immunotherapy with the caveats of huge confidence intervals. It was a very small study. And then the second study, the neoadjuvant atezolizumab study, has been presented by Dr. Valerie Ruch in two different forums, showing also really interesting efficacy of neoadjuvant immunotherapy, just two doses. Probably not the striking numbers we saw in the first study, but it's a larger study, more along the lines of what we would have anticipated. And again, no unexpected toxicity signals, which was reassuring.
Can you kind of summarize at this point, before we start hear about what happened to this patient, at this point, what you've learned from these two trials?
I think we've learned that we still don't understand our biomarkers in selecting patients for preoperative immunotherapy, or for that matter, in the advanced setting. We've seen unanticipated responses in patients who are not smokers. We have seen limited responses in patients with known oncogene driver mutations. What these studies have clearly shown us is no worrisome safety signals in terms of someone having a thoracotomy after immunotherapy, which was a great concern to all of the surgeons, particularly the risk of pneumonitis. We've learned that radiographic and pathologic correlation is very poor. So some of our patients who have largely dead or entirely dead tumors at the time of surgery may even have had subtle increases in the tumor size prior to that resection, and drastic shrinkage of the tumors in the first 4 or 6 weeks in these studies is extremely rare.
You mentioned the issue of predictors of benefit. First of all, roughly what percent of these patients have some type of response, whether it's pathologically at surgery or radiographically?
So in the published nivolumab study, radiographic responses were extremely rare, I think 10% of the patients. But interestingly, over 40% of the patients have what we define as a major pathologic response, meaning under the microscope, the primary tumor is largely dead, or less than 10% of the visible tumor cells are remaining to appear viable. So two pathologic complete responses were seen, and the pathologic major responses in the other responders, which is substantially more patients than we would anticipate from, for example, a cisplatin-based induction chemotherapy, but the numbers are very small. In the neoadjuvant atezolizumab data presented to date, that major pathologic response rate is lower, but it's still at least equivalent to what we would anticipate from chemotherapy.